You might have heard Lorde's latest album, Solar Power.
I hate the winter.
But have you heard it like this? The New Zealand pop artist has released an album of five of her songs translated into Te Reo Māori, the language spoken by the people indigenous to her home country of New Zealand. And while this choice has drawn a lot of attention, Māori artists say it's just one part of a much larger movement to revitalize the native language through, among other things, the power of music. Sam Yellowhorse Kessler of NPR's Code Switch podcast has this report.
In 1999, singer Henawehi Mohi shocked audiences at the Rugby World Cup with her rendition of New Zealand's national anthem. She had just released her debut album in her native language of Te Reo Māori, so when she was asked to sing at the Rugby World Cup, it made sense for her to do the same. But her singing was met with silence.
I wasn't actually sure of the English words, so I decided I would represent Aotearoa in the best way I could by singing it in Māori. And there were a lot of people that couldn't sing along and really took offence to my use of the native language, the indigenous language of Aotearoa New Zealand.
She intended it as a celebration of her culture. Instead, she got complaints from rugby fans who wanted the English version. What resulted was a national dialogue about New Zealand's history of colonization and how it continues to harm current indigenous inhabitants and their language. It also brought attention to the ongoing Māori language revival, which was fighting to teach Te Reo Māori in schools and improve fluency across the country. That couldn't be more different than the New Zealand of the early 1900s. At that time, Te Reo Māori was discouraged in schools, and English was taught as the dominant language. By 1980, the number of fluent speakers among the Māori had declined to fewer than 20%.
So you can lose the language in a generation, but it takes another three generations to reclaim it. And that's what we're doing now.
Today, people sing the anthem in two parts, first in Te Reo Māori and then in English. Meanwhile, Henawehi has continued to uplift the language throughout her life. In 2019, she recorded an album of songs in Te Reo with Māori and non-Māori artists alike, called Waiata Anthems. It marked the 20-year anniversary since her game-changing performance. Earlier this year, Henawehi was given one of the highest honors in New Zealand, an Order of Merit, for her services to Māori, music, and television. She also worked with Lorde to translate five songs off of her latest album into Te Reo, like title track Solar Power or opening number The Path. Maisie Reka is a Māori singer-songwriter. She thinks the translated songs are a promising sign of the times. Her parents and grandparents were ridiculed, and at times beaten, for speaking Te Reo. Maisie, on the other hand, was brought up in immersive Te Reo schools as part of a movement called Kahunga Reo, or Language Nests. She sings in Te Reo to this day.
There's been a shift and a change in the tide here in Aotearoa, and so many artists, Māori and non-Māori, have wanted to be a part of this movement. And now Lorde wants to come and afi and embrace this shift in the tide.
Lorde's album In Te Reo arrived just ahead of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, or Māori Language Week. Some have questioned whether Lorde's singing in this language is appropriation or not. But Maisie Reka is thrilled to see the change in the culture.
And to see these non-Māori, you know, the Pākehā getting up and singing and hearing that beautiful language rolled off their tongue and the vulnerability in that, it makes me very proud.
And Maisie says she wants to be a part of that change. Sam Yellowhorse Kessler, NPR News, Philadelphia.